Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be angry if I watch you sleep with my tears, and I will, with my head, you are there, the light sees the fire.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, and I am so excited on today and about the Alabaster Box. You know, people wasn't there when God did whatever he did for you, you and you. We just thank and praise God for another opportunity. I'm going to turn our devotion, we're getting ready to have our devotion service. I'm going to turn it over to Prophetess Sims this afternoon. We thank and praise God for her as she comes.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
So good. Hallelujah. I praise the Lord for you, Apostle Dean. I want to give honor to you and honor to Apostle Edward Dean on today. And I want to give honor first to God for the end of my life. And then I want to give honor to you and Apostle Dean. And then I want to give honor to all that is in our presence on today.
Yes.
Praise God for
Amen.
Everyone today. We thank God that God is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So to be saved from our enemies. He is so awesome and he is so wonderful. My God, God is so great.
Yes.
And each day he gets sweeter as the days go by. Anybody notice that?
Yes.
God gets sweeter as days go by. Hallelujah. I've noticed
it.
Sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And you fall more and more in love with him because of his goodness and his mercy, his grace, his faithfulness. He is so great.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, we want to go and get into some prayer right now. Hallelujah. Let everybody's heart and mind be lifted up before the Lord. Amen. So that we can pray and seek him a little bit. Hallelujah. He said to come into his courts with praise, and we just thank him today, and we give him praise, and we give him glory today. We give him honor.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
God. Hallelujah. He is the head of our lives. He is our everything. He is our all in all. Where in the world would we be without him? Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you and we praise
you
and we glorify you, Father, and we magnify you. We exalt you, God, for you are God and you're great, oh God. You are awesome in all of your ways, oh God. Father God, we just praise you on today, Lord. For without you, we are nothing.
Lord.
We can be nothing. We can do nothing. We can have nothing, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We just thank you on today, God. We just thank you, and we bring thanksgiving in unto your courts and
praise,
oh God. We just thank you that you gave us another beautiful day to live. We thank you that you gave us another beautiful day to breathe. And have our very being, oh God. We just thank you, Lord. We just give you praise. We just love you, Daddy.
Yes,
we just appreciate you, Lord God. We appreciate who you are. For you are truly
Lord.
God and God all by yourself. Hallelujah. And you are God alone. And beside you, God, there is no other. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank and praise you today, God. We thank you and
Lord.
Give worship, Lord. We love you, Father
Lord.
God. We just ask you on today, oh God, that you would bless this broadcast, that you would bless this ministry. Hallelujah. That you would bless, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And keep your people, that you would bless Apostle Edward Dean and Apostle Deborah Dean on today, God, that you would bless them as the pioneers, oh God, that you would bless them, God, and
thank
keep
you, Lord.
Them, God. Lord, make your face, Father, to shine down upon them and everybody that's following them, Father God. You know, God, what we as a whole, as a church needs, oh God. You see and know all things. You know what our leaders need, Father God. We ask you and we thank you for all that you're doing and the healing that you're bringing to Apostle Dean, oh God. We thank you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for the healing balm of Gilead that's flowing through his body right now, God. Thank you, Lord God, for Apostle Deborah Dean's, how you're helping her and blessing her and keeping her and strengthening her. We thank you, Father. Messiah. We
yes,
give you praise,
Lord.
Father. We give you glory. We thank you how you're blessing everyone on this broadcast today, God. We thank
yes,
you how you're
Lord
teaching
Jesus.
Everyone, how you're making ways and fixing things,
yes.
Father God. But when we call upon your name, God, you answer us.
Yes,
and we thank
Lord.
You today, oh God. We thank you how you're loving us. We thank you how we're loving you and that you're allowing us to love
yes,
upon
Lord.
You and to come into your presence. Huh? We thank you, Jesus,
thank
for
you,
everything
Lord.
That you have done out of us, Zika. And
yes,
Lord God,
Lord.
We ask you to bless and keep. We ask you to make your face, Father, to shine down upon your people today.
Yes,
be
Lord.
Gracious unto your people today, God. Glorious things. Let glorious things, oh God.
Yes. Yes,
be
Lord.
Their portion, oh God, today, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for looking
thank
beyond our thoughts and seeing our needs, oh God, for you have,
yes,
you know
Lord.
What we got need of even before we ask. You said to come, God,
yes,
to
Lord.
Come, hallelujah, asking. You said if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. We knock, the door shall be
yes.
open. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank
yes.
you, Jesus. We give you praise
yes,
for it,
Lord.
God.
Thank
that
you,
we can let our
yes,
requests
Lord.
Be made known unto you.
Yes,
and the peace
Lord.
Of God that passes all understanding that keeps
yes,
our hearts,
Lord.
Our minds, it is through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord
yes.
God. We thank you. Father
thank
God, that there's
Lord.
Nothing that we need that you won't supply. We thank you, God,
yes,
that you
Lord.
Supply all of our every need according to your riches and glory.
Yes,
in and through
yes, Lord.
We thank you, God.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Father, for all that you are.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you that there's nothing that
thank
we need. There's
you,
nothing
Jesus.
That you won't do. As long as it's in your will, oh God, we thank you for healing
yes,
your people,
Lord.
Oh God. We thank you for delivering your people, oh God. We thank you for setting
thank
them
Lord.
Free, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you said in Psalms 84 and 11, God, you said you're the sun and you're the shield. You give grace and glory.
Yes.
You have no good thing will you withhold from them that walk uprightly before
yes,
you.
Lord.
And we thank you, Lord,
yes,
that we
Lord.
Cry out for holiness. We thank you, Lord, that we cry out, Father God, for righteousness. That is our portion, oh God. That's the portion of our cup. That's
yes,
the portion
Lord.
Of our
thank you, Lord.
In your kingdom, oh God. We thank you, Jesus. We understand, God, that your
yes,
word,
Lord,
hallelujah,
yes.
you said your word, God, don't return void.
Yes,
which
Lord.
Is that, it
yes,
shall accomplish that which you please. And you said it prospers in the field thing to where you have sent it. So, Father, send your word unto your people to bless your people. Send your word, oh God,
yes,
and they'll
Lord.
Be healed. Send your word, and they'll be delivered. Send your word, and they'll be
healed. Yes,
send your word and they'll be prosperous. Send your word and they'll be healed. Send your word,
yes,
God,
Lord.
And give them what they have need of, whatever
yes,
the need,
Lord.
God. Send your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank
the
you for this broadcast.
Jesus.
We thank you for letting your anointing flow and let yokes be destroyed, oh God, today. We thank you,
yes,
Lord Jesus,
Lord.
That nothing that can stand before your name, Father God, that don't came, that cannot and will not have to bow their knee. So we thank you, Jesus,
yes,
for
Lord.
What you're going to do on this broadcast today. Bless your people, God. Bless them and keep
yes,
them in
Lord.
Jesus' name. We pray right now, God. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
We praise and glory unto God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Anybody love him today? Anybody need him today? Anybody
Lord.
Want him today?
Yes,
anybody
Lord. Thank
have
you,
him
Jesus.
Today? Hallelujah. I got,
yes,
I got
Lord.
To help
hallelujah.
Him and feed him and warm him and all that, all of the above. It's mine. I claim
yes,
it in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Yes,
I claim
Lord.
Him. I claim him. He
thank
is mine.
You,
I am
hallelujah.
His. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll be coming
you,
unto
Jesus.
You with a scripture. Hallelujah. Psalms 121, if you want to go ahead and turn in your Bibles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Psalms 121. That's what God gave me to read on today. Hallelujah. We
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I'll be a few minutes for you. Hallelujah. Here's some pages turning. Praise the Lord. God's word is a light. A lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your word, God. As your people get
yes,
your
Lord.
Word. Thank you, Lord. We praise you,
amen.
God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord. Yes.
God. And we will read in your hearing today Psalms 121. And it reads, I'm going to read the Amplified for you today. And you can follow me in your King James Version. It's pretty much the same. I will lift up my eyes to the hills around Jerusalem, to Saint Mount Zion and Mount Moriah, from which shall my help come. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip or to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand, the side not carrying a shield. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. Won't he do it? Glory be to God. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Hallelujah. Forevermore. Forevermore. No matter where we are, no matter what we're doing, he's keeping us forevermore.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Forever and evermore. Hallelujah. We give you praise for that word, oh God. We thank God today, for his word speaks life unto us. His word speaks blessings unto us. His word His word is so awesome and is so great and does great things on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Yes,
so we just thank God for that word today. We thank God for the devotion. Hallelujah. Today, we thank God that we can come before him, hallelujah, with prayer and reading of scripture. We thank God that we can reverence him on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. We thank God that we can just love on him this beautiful Sunday afternoon and love on each other, hallelujah. We just thank God today.
Lord.
I'm going to turn it back over to Apostle Dean, and she can go from here and go where she needs to go on today. Thank you.
Amen, amen. We want to thank Prophetess Sims for doing our devotion on today. I give God praise and glory on today. We're going to get ready to go right into our testimony service on today, because I know God has been good to me, and he's been good to everybody else, even you in radio land. If you're still breathing, moving, walking, talking, God has been good to you. He don't have to do nothing else after that, because I'm telling you, if you breathe in his air, because it don't belong to us, if you can see, hey, we being blessed.
Lord.
And so I just want to open up our testimony service, I thank and praise God on today. I give him reverence and praise. He is my life. And to everyone in their respective places, and to Apostle Dean's in his absence, I thank and praise God on today. I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank him for starting me on my way. I thank him that when he woke me, he allowed me to keep a sane mind, my mind, in all the activities, not a portion, but all the activities of my limb. I thank God for a roof over my head, for covering me and my husband. And when I looked around, Apostle Dean was still moving, breathing, and having his strength. I thank God on today, because God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise. Nobody can do me like Jesus. At no time in my life, nobody can do me like Jesus can. Nobody have done things for me like Jesus did. And so I give God all the praise. I give him all the glory today. I just thank God that I got a mind to think and ears to hear and a mouth to praise him with on today. I just thank God that the ground, I'm standing on top of the ground, and the ground's not standing on me today. I give God praise. I give him glory today. I have so many things to be thankful for. I have so many things to be grateful for. I have so many things to just hold my hand up. If I couldn't say a word, I just raise my hand on today. I thank God on today. He's a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. Hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but I came on my mother to give him all the praise today. And I came in the name of Jesus to give him glory today. I came today, to give him all the praise, all the worship on today, in the name of Jesus. Nobody, hallelujah, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I don't know where I would be. Yes, Lord, I'm just going to open it up on today. If anybody want to have a testimony about how good God is, this is your finest hour. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Even you in radio land. Hallelujah. Anybody. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your name, oh God.
My soul says yes. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Hallelujah. I can testify again. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Because God is good. He's good. We on this radio broadcast, even just a testimony about Apostle Dean and this stroke that he just had. Hallelujah. I can testify that he's breathing. He's not in any pain. Hallelujah.
Thank
in the
you,
name
God.
Of Jesus, I give God praise. He's still eating. Hallelujah. He's walking better and better each day. I thank God for that.
Yes.
He's
Lord.
Not dragging like he was at first. I thank God for that. And then when he went to take his test yesterday, the Lord touched him in the machine, and he got happy and came out crying and testifying about the goodness of God. I thank and praise God for that. He don't care who saw him. He didn't care who was looking. He just was waving his hand and thanking God for his goodness. And I give God praise for that. I give
him
glory on today. I magnify his name that he kept my husband. And I thank him today that he's still in the right mind. Most people that have strokes don't have any control over their man and their mouth and anything else. But I thank God on today that he's still standing up straight and he's still walking. He's still going up and down the steps. I thank him today. It didn't have to be, could have been much worse. But my God that I serve, he's a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. So I thank God on today. I just another testimony. When I got past my grandbaby and all that the enemy tried to kill her, but I thank God, that she's still living and she's still getting fat. She's 1 month old today. The devil didn't have his way. Hallelujah. And I thank God in the name of Jesus. Tried to make something be wrong with that large intestine on an x-ray. But when the doctors went in, they say what they saw on the x-rays was not there when they went in. But I thank God. So they didn't have to cut nothing. I thank God on today. You can't tell me what prayer won't do. You can't tell me what God won't do for you when you stay in his presence. I give God praise today. I have so much to be thankful for.
Yes.
So much, hallelujah, to be grateful for. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Giving praise and glory on today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Woo, God is good.
Hallelujah.
Any more testimonies? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Chief.
Those were praise miracle reports. I just testified about miracles that God allowed to happen. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Well, I just thank and praise God. On today, we're going to get ready to go into our praise and worship since there's no testimonies. I guess I didn't took the whole time up anyway, but I you know, God is so good to me. And believe me, I don't know what my next assignment is, but I'm ready. I'm willing and I'm able. Whatever God, whatever my next assignment is, I'm going to be running for my life trying to do it. And I thank God for giving me enough strength, enough presence in mind to do what he's called me to do. I just thank and praise God on today. So we're going to get ready, Prophetess Sims or whoever want to do the praise and worship on today. I'm just going to turn it over to you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go into some worship and some praise or however God leads me this afternoon. Just give him praise and glory, people of God, for all that he has done and all he's
doing.
You know what you're asking God for. As the songwriter says, put a praise on it. Gotta put a praise on it. Sometimes we gotta put a worship on it. Sometimes we gotta sometimes we gotta put a praise on it or a worship on it.
Yes.
Sometimes we got things up before the Lord, but we don't wanna worship him. We don't wanna praise him. We gotta come out of that. We gotta get our mind and heart in worship, because we know when the praises go up, the blessings come down. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. And we definitely need what we need from God, and he knows the things that we have need of, and he desires to give us those things that we have need of, but God desires praise. He put us on this earth to worship him and to praise him. That's why we're here. That's what we do.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Who we are to him. We are worshipers, and we are praisers. We are his children, and he desires love from us. And that's how we love on God. That's how I love on him in my personal time, is through praise and worship. And I see the blessings come after I've praised, after I've worshipped. I see God move in my life. And so God desires us to love him with our worship and our praise. We know we love him with our heart, and you know, we feel some emotions sometimes in our love for Christ. I mean, it's not about the emotions, but it's just about the worship and the praise and our walking upright before him and living righteous before him. That's how he knows us, by our love, is that when we live right and walk upright before him. He said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So he wants to know that we love him by our praise and worship, but we're just going to get ready and prepare ourselves in our minds and our hearts for worship this afternoon. Hallelujah. Thanking God that we can come before his presence with worship and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
anybody know any of the songs that I'm singing, please sing with me. Please participate in worship. Please participate in praise with me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is so good. I just don't see how people, and I'm gonna be frank with you, I don't see how people can sit up and not lift their hands to God. I don't see how they can sit up and not worship him and not give him some kind of grunt or some kind of moan or something. Because my God, he is so awesomely good to us. He's so great. He's always finding a way, always doing something great for us. So let's go into worship this afternoon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, you have won the victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, you have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. You are the risen King, seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Hallelujah. You have won the victory, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Did he win it all for you? Death could not hold you down. Raise your hands before him today. You are the King.
Yes, Lord.
The King. You're seated in majesty. You are the risen King. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Glory. Lift up your voice and say, Hallelujah. You have won it all for me, because death could not hold you down. Oh, no. You are the risen King, and you're seated in it. Majesty, oh God, you are the risen King. Come on, say it again. Hallelujah. You have won the victory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. Oh, Lord, you are the risen King. And you're seated in majesty. That's right. I hear you guys. Thank you, Jesus. You are the risen King. Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Oh, lift up your voice and sing, Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. Oh, Lord, you are the risen King. And you sing it in majesty. Oh, Lord, you are the risen King. You are the risen King. Death could not hold you down, Jesus. You are the risen King. Oh, Lord, you're seated in majesty, my God. You are the risen King. Say it one more time. Hallelujah. Sing it again. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 It's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wave your hands in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing it again. Hallelujah. You
have won the victory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have won it all for me. Death could not hold you down. Oh, Jesus, you are our risen King. Oh, Lord, you're seated in majesty. God, still there? You
are risen King.
Hallelujah. He's our risen King. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He hold him down. He was going to do for us what he was going to do for us. And death couldn't hold him down. He is our risen King. Hallelujah. He's seated in majesty, and we're sitting in on the right hand of the Father with our King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God that he is our risen King. He is our everything. Hallelujah. I just want to share this this song with you guys. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but it's called it's called Judah Praise, and it's a semi-fast song, hallelujah, but it goes, every time I clap my hands, goes beat, every time I stomp my feet, every time I lift my voice, I send a Judah praise, every time I clap my hands, every time I stomp my feet, every time I lift my voice, I send a Judah praise. Come on now. Help me. Send a Judah praise. Glory to God. Help me. Send a Judah praise. Every time I clap my hands. Every time I stomp my feet, stomp your feet. Every time I lift my voice, I send a Judah praise. Come on, clap your hands. Every time I clap my hands. Every time I stomp my feet. And every time I lift my voice, I send a Judah praise. Come on, come on, come on. Help me. Send a Judah praise. He's worthy of the praise. Now help me. Send a Judah praise. He's worthy of all your praise. Help me.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Send a Judah praise. He's worthy of the praise. Now help me.
Yes.
Send a Judah praise. Because every time I clap my hands, and every time I stomp my feet, and every time I lift my voice, I send a Judah praise. Thank you, Father. Every time I clap my hands, God, and every time I stomp my feet, Lord, and every time I lift my voice, I send a Judah praise. Help me now. Help me. Ha. Send Judah praise. We're going to sing a Judah praise and send a Judah praise. Help me. Send a Judah praise. We're going to sing it to you now. Help me, God. Hallelujah. Send a Judah praise. Come on, come on, come on.
Lord.
Clap your hands. Hallelujah. And stomp your feet. Hallelujah. Help me.
Yes, Lord.
Send a Judah praise. He's worthy of your praise.
Lord.
Help me. Hey, send a Judah praise. Clap your hands. Now, help me. Send a Judah praise. Come on and stomp your feet. Now, help me. Send a Judah praise. He's worthy of all the praise. He's worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. Help me. Hallelujah. Send a Judah praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every time I stomp my feet, it reminds me of his goodness to me. I should be praising him. Hallelujah. Every time, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every time I lift my voice, I'm sending him a Judah praise. What did Judah do in the Bible? They sent Judah first to annihilate the enemy. So we send our praise first because that's our weapon of war. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Glory be to
God. Thank you, Jesus.
With sing
hallelujah.
A joy of praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for a joy of praise today. We thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for our anthem song today. We thank you for hallelujah. You have won the victory. We thank you, Father God, that you allow us to come before you today, God, singing and praising your name and glorifying you, Father, as good as we can do over the phone, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory for it, and we give you honor. And we give you, we worship you and praise you for the rest of our days, for all of our lives. We thank you, Lord, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I'm turning it back over to you, Apostle. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Sims, for the praise and worship on today. We're going to get ready now, and we just give God praise for everything that's been done today. We will get ready to go into the Word of God now. We're going to be still talking about the Lord's Prayer. So, Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, Lord, asking you to forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that I committed against you, that we've committed against you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Father, asking if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Lord, forgive us now. Search our minds, our heart, our mind, and our spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit, and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, we first of all come, Lord, asking you to bind up the strong man right now in the name of Jesus. Bind the strong man, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every negative thing, Father, every wicked and evil thing, Lord, every demonic thing, Father, we ask you to bind right now from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Lord, to cover each one of us, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels, Father, all around about us, to protect us right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you for a sound mind on today. I thank you today, Lord, for putting your word in my mouth. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, Father, and teach your people on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise today, and we give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. We give God praise on today, and we give him glory. Hallelujah. We give him glory today. Hallelujah. We give him praise. We're just talking about him teaching us how to pray, the Lord's Prayer, the model prayer. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to call it. Hallelujah. God is trying to teach us how to pray. Hallelujah. So, we stopped off from last week, and today we're going to be talking about give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Bread from heaven. In the name of Jesus, bread from heaven. Hallelujah. The correct meaning of these words of Jesus Christ is so important. Give us this day our daily bread. Most believers believe that this is a simple request for daily physical food. On the surface, it certainly seems possible or likable that it's just for physical food, but give us this. Luke records it something like that, but he'll say, give us this, give us day by day our daily bread. Luke chapter 11 and 3. The disciples had asked Jesus to teach them to pray. Did he respond by teaching them to be sure or ask for food each day? Mm-mm. Or was Jesus pointing them to an indispensable truth that is lost in the world today? When this is fully understood, it would be absolutely clear that give us day by day our daily bread. It's not asking for food. Mm-mm. 'Cause he can give us manna from heaven without us saying a word. But this is a relationship. This is a relationship that we have to learn day by day. This is a relationship with God. What new concept was Jesus teaching his disciples that they need to learn in order to pray effectively day by day? Most people who read "give us day by day our daily bread" assume the meaning to be a request for physical nourishment or food every day. But that's not what Jesus was saying. We need to understand that it is much more than that. This request to the Father is one of the most misunderstood sayings or teachings in the entire Bible. Remember that this is not a prayer to be recited or rehearsed or memorized, but a collection of major areas of consideration for developing a prayerful relationship with our Father. A relationship. We have to pray as many times as we can every day. Every time, because I know for myself that I feel the urge. I know when to go pray. And if I'm too busy or running my mouth or doing something, he'll get my attention, believe me. He'll get your attention when it's time to pray. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt that we have to have our relationship with the Father. It has to be so important that he sent Jesus. He sent Jesus down to redeem. It has to be important. We have to be important for a relationship with God, with the Father, because he sent his only begotten Son down. The Bible is specifically inspired so that the world cannot see, the world can't see what God is, the Father is talking about. They can't see it. Mm-mm. 'Cause it's, what can a corner mind understand about the kingdom of God? But we belong to God. And so he wants to teach us about our daily bread. And it's not only food. It's not only nourishment, our daily bread. We need so many things during the day, and we need prayer. It's the most important thing. Because if we can't communicate with God, with the Father on other things, all things, we supposed to not acknowledge him anyway before we do anything anyway. So we have to have a relationship so we can talk to the Father. He can talk to us every day, day by day. Like I said, he can send manna from heaven, and we don't have to ask for nothing. He knows when we hungry. He knows what we need. Day by day, he is the creator. He made us. He know what it takes. But we have to realize for ourselves what it takes day by day. Give us this day by day, day by day. Give us this day. We have to be thankful every time we wake up in the morning to a day that we've never, ever seen before. Every day we wake up, it's a new day. We've never seen that day before. We ought to be thankful every day, day by day. We can't live today for tomorrow. We can't have food today and for tomorrow. Day by day, the word of God says, give us this day, day by day. We have to have a relationship. We have to build our relationship. You don't just jump into a relationship with the Father. You have to build that relationship day by day. You have to live day by day, one day at a time. Give us this day, day by day. He's going to teach us day by day. Because he tell us not to worry about what we're going to eat tomorrow or what we're going to sleep or what we're going to put on for tomorrow. We should live day by day. Because tomorrow not promised to us. Today is not promised to us. But we live day by day. Just as soon as Jesus gave the disciples guidelines on how to pray, he immediately gave them a principle that places spiritual matters ahead of fundamental necessities. He told them to choose the spiritual over the physical, and we're supposed to. Jesus taught them right before the right after these instructions, that the Father knew their needs before they even asked and would supply them. He said, I will answer before you can even ask me. I will answer you. Before, when we go in the prayer, before we go to God, before we go to the Father and say, I need, he even already did it. We be started going back asking for the same stuff. He already done it. Just wait a minute. It's already done. Give us this day, day by day. God is good just like that. He know what we need. He know what we need. Therefore, we don't have to worry saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? We're not supposed to do that. Matthew 6:31 tells us not to. Jesus was not sending a contradictory signal to his men or his disciples, saying on the one hand, ask for daily bread, and on the other hand, do not worry about daily bread. You're not supposed to worry anyway. These verses must agree one to another, one with another, just to remind us. We don't have to worry about anything. God is Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He's our source. He's our resource. All we have to do is know. Or we can go to him and say, Father, you know, ask him whatever you want to ask him. He already know it anyway. He know what we need. That's why we have to have a relationship with God. That's why we have to have that relationship with God. So we'll know for ourselves that I know God see me. I know he hear me. Nobody could ever tell me that God don't hear my prayers. God has answered so many of my prayers. Nobody. I would never believe anybody. I don't care who it is. Say, God, don't answer your prayers, because that is a lie. God answered my prayers. My prayers don't go to the ceiling and bounce down. When I go to God, He answers my prayers. They don't always come when I think they should come or be answered when I think they should be answered, but He answers my prayer. And I'm telling you, don't take Him long either. Don't take Him long. Keep in mind that these bold concepts of Christianity were so new and hard to grasp that it was impossible for the disciples to fully embrace them until convicted by God's Holy Spirit after Christ had ascended, because they didn't know what Jesus was talking about. They were trying to get it, but they didn't know. Give us this day, day by day. You know, they fishing around just like everybody, asking each other just like everybody else. What does He mean? We asking Him to teach us how to pray, and He's telling us this. They didn't understand. But when the Holy Ghost came, when the Holy Spirit came, they did. We are blessed to have the benefit of their hindsight in the scriptures that contains their final understanding for learning this. I mean, if we would be struggling just like they were, but we have the Holy Ghost, the teacher. It's so many in that day that did not understand. Give us this day our daily bread. Or as Luke said, give us our bread for tomorrow, day by day, or give us this day, day by day. I mean, they was probably tossing it around back and forth, trying to understand. But all it was is we got to live one day at a time, day by day. And not only for physical food, but for spiritual food. And that God was teaching them, Jesus was teaching them how to pray. We need to learn how to pray. We need to learn how God wants us to pray. Not we can say anything, because I know, I tell you, I talk to the Father just like I'm talking. Sometimes I sit and talk. If I'm driving, I drive and talk. If I'm laying down, I lay down. But when I get ready to put my prayer clothes on and go in the prayer room and put my war paint on, you see, I go in there and I do more than just, I'm telling you, you have to go in the spirit realm, and you have to declare war on a whole lot of stuff. And God is with you. When you go in there, that's a different thing. But I can go spirit realm and sit on the Father's lap, lay my head on His shoulder, cry, tell Him all about my problems, all about my troubles, and God will fix it. That's why I love Him so much. That's why I love Him. Because we don't have to be so proper and all this kind of stuff. Because I can't even pray like that. I'm not even that kind of person. When I'm going to the Father, you may see some snot slinging, tears. I ain't worried about how my hair looks. I go to God and pray.
Come on now.
I don't be playing. Mm-mm. You don't have time to be all cute and all this kind of stuff. Oh, she don't take all that. She be hollering and all that. Honey, it take all that and more. It take all that and more. I lay down on my face, roll on my back, whatever I feel like doing in the prayer room. Personal. It's personal. And He knows just how, if I sit up there and act cute, He knows that's not how I pray. Mm-mm. Wig may come off. I don't care. When I'm praying to the Father, just like I tell people. I can't sing, but when I do sing, I ain't singing to man. I'm not trying to please man. I'm trying to please the Father in heaven. That's who I'm trying to please. So I don't really care how people view my prayers, because it's a personal thing between God and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm out in public, I try my best to do the best I can to keep myself together. But if by chance the Holy Spirit let loose, it's just too bad. And I can't apologize for what the Spirit of God do. But I thank God that he gave me a mouth to pray and praise him with and give him glory and go to him, and that I know that I can go to him any day, any time, anywhere. I can do it because he said I could.
Right.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah.
God can feed us anytime. He owns everything. He made everything. He owned all the cattle, all the silver and gold on top of the hill. And he owned the hill. He owned everything. You can't tell me money is the easiest thing for God to bless us with. Believe me. But we got to know when God is blessing us. We may get $5 and think it ain't nothing. But that's a lie. It is something.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime God bless me with anything, I thank him. I don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
To thank him. If I find a dime on the street, I'm going to stop and pick it up and thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it's a dime more than what I had. I thank God for the egg in the refrigerator. I thank God for everything that he do. It may not seem like much to people, but it means everything to me, because that lets me know that God is thinking about me. The Father thinks about me. He knows what I need. He knows exactly what I need, when I need it. So I thank God on today. I'm not going to, our time is up, but give us this day our daily bread, and we're going to finish off next week. No, we're not. By the grace of God, Prophetess Rome will be preaching on next Sunday.
Amen.
And I'm going to be ready to hear that word. But I just thank and praise God for the word that he's given us through his prayer that he's taught us, and he taught the disciples. The model prayer, the Lord's prayer. I give God praise, and we're getting close to finishing, but we need to know all of this, because I've been praying all my life that prayer, not knowing that it means all what it means. And we need to know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray that prayer and we say, give us this day our daily bread, we have to know what that means. That's just not for food and nourishment. It's spiritual stuff, food and stuff. So we have to know that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm not going to prolong the hour, prolong the time. I just thank and praise God for the ones in radio land and you that's on our radio broadcast. I give God praise and glory for you for being on with us and worshiping with us on today. I give God praise and glory. And I am so grateful that God is teaching us and giving us a word that he want us to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing for me. It's truly a blessing. So we're going to get ready to close out. Father, we just come now humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking and praising you for another worship hour, Lord. We thank and praise you, Lord, for everyone in radio land. Father, I ask you to bless them. Keep them covered in their families in the shed blood of Jesus, Lord. You know what each one of them need, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now the ones on our radio broadcast, Father. I ask you to cover each one of them, Lord, that's up under the sound of my voice and their families too, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to let there be no lack in their household, Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to saturate each one of them in the shed blood of Jesus, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord, for being who they need you to be in their lives, Lord. On today, I ask you right now to break every yoke and every chain, Lord, to have them bound in the name of Jesus. I give you glory and I give you praise. Yes, Lord, I thank you right now. Thank you, Father, for this. And I just want to, and I'm sorry about that, y'all. I got to do the call for discipleship. The word has went forth, and I just want to know if there is anyone on the radio, out in radio land, on our radio broadcast that wants to accept the Lord Jesus Christ on today. You don't even have to be a member here. But if you would join the Universal Church, the Church of Jesus Christ, this is your finest hour. You know, a lot of people, they open the doors of the church for you to join where they are, where you heard the word. But I just want to take time today that if you would join somebody's church, in the name of Jesus, just from listening today, if anyone wants to join on today, the doors of the church are open today. Anybody, if you want to join church on today, you can join this ministry or any other ministry, just as long as you join a church. Amen. Amen. We thank and praise God for you, you and you. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you now. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your clarity in your word. We thank you for understanding on today. Lord, I thank you for a blessing Apostle Edward Dean touching his body in the name of Jesus. Father, everyone that was here that's under the sound of my voice and the ones that could not make it, Lord, bless them now. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. You all are dismissed. I thank and praise God for you, you, and you. Next week we'll have Prophet Is Wrong bringing the word of God. You all have a blessed rest of the evening. God loves you, and I love you too. Go in peace. God bless you. Amen.